Now, a former high-ranking U.S. military official is being probed for allegedly revealing details of a computer virus attack on Iran. The former vice chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, James Cartwright, is being investigated for allegedly leaking information about a covert operation dubbed Stuxnet. Cartwright was responsible for overseeing and running military cyber operations from 2007 to 2011. The Stuxnet virus was unleashed against Iran in 2010 to sabotage the country's nuclear energy program. Iran says the attack failed to harm it. Mr. Kamal Wazni is a political commentator with me now live from Beirut. Mr. Wazni, first of all, let's address the issue of Stuxnet before we go to the revelations and what that has come up to. Do you think that this kind of cyber warfare that now the United States has admitted and actually carried out can be in any way justified according to international law?
Well, obviously, the United States launched every attack that can be against the Islamic Republic, whether it's a military implication or for media implication or for all kind of attack that come or can be able to launch against the Iranian Republic, the United States is doing it. But here it has more meaning because they come at the nuclear facility, the peaceful nuclear facility. And this is a clear indication of the involvement of the United States on behalf of the Israeli to actually to go after the facility, commercial issues of nature. It's a peaceful commercial interest of the Iranian people. And I guess by launching this investigation, it tells in details how the United States is involved by this. A new war is called cyber attacks, and this has opened the gateway for everybody to be engaged in this cyber war, and the United States should be the first one to abide by allowing these free cyber place from any attack to that end.
And we know, Mr. Wazni, that the United States has been speaking a lot against China, and it's accused China of launching cyber attacks on its intelligence facilities, etc. But it's now clear that it's done the same with Iran. So a lot of controversy again on its stance on this. But also a lot of people have been saying whether we should consider these people who reveal these kinds of programs as traitors or as people who are sincerely concerned about these issues and want to reveal it to the world.
Well, obviously, you hit the point, because this is what the latest discussion that took place between the President of the United States and the President of China, because there is a mutual accusation between the United States and China by using this cyber war attack, and this is probably can it be the war to come? I think the United States is using it heavily around the globe, attacking everybody who the United States think they're enemies. And they're using it as they use the drone war, attacking people on the ground. Here they're attacking the interest of other people in cyberspace. And I think the United States speak in one tone and act in another way. Mm-hmm. And this is jeopardized the whole agreement to have an internet free from any attack, and I don't think the United States abiding by that. And this is a dangerous threat to the world stability, because this is where most of the commerce take place. Here we can have by cyber attack actually trying to destroy a certain facility or circumvent others. And this is, I think, it's a wake-up call for the world not to allow this kind of attack on other countries, because by doing that, it's attacking the sovereignty of another nation.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kamal Wazni, political commentator with us there from Beirut.